stories, Instagram stories are awful. They're so annoying.
The bane of your existence.
I've heard from everyone across the board that everyone's story views suck. But for us, and especially our brand manager, what brands ask for, are 30-day story stats and link click. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Yeah. Hope you had a good week.
Yeah. For us, it's the day to get stuff done today.
I feel like I got a lot done this morning.
Yeah.
That I wanted to get done.
Exactly. Yeah. We're doing, we've been wanting to clear out the drawers and the closets in the studio because obviously we worked on the outside of it and it looks all picturesque and perfect, but there's still a lot of stuff that I've left behind from when I moved because
you had to move out of here in a hurry in between trips.
Yeah. And we never really had time to go through everything. And even just trip like clothes, like the stuff that we wear on trips, at least for me. Well, now I can't fit into it, but maybe one day I will be able to.
When you come get back to your normal physique.
We don't wear that stuff around town. And so like we just kind of threw it in the closet and we've been wanting to set up and hang all the work stuff so that way we can see it. So
yeah,
we're going to be going through that today before.
Yeah. I actually look forward to bringing some things that I have in one of my closets.
Yeah.
Just to hang in here. Like you said, those things that we don't wear around town, but we wear when we're going to travel.
Yeah. Or like on Amazon Live, maybe we'll pop on a shirt or something.
Yes.
So, we've been wanting to clear out the master closet and have that be our staging room for clothes. And then just bathroom drawers. We've a bunch of crap in there that I got to toss.
Yeah.
A bunch of old clothes I got to donate. We're just going to.
Some things in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The little coat closet has some of Brandon's things in there. So we've chosen today
and
to clear it out.
Which is nice. It's sunny. So at least it's not dark.
I brought the speaker. I brought the Bose link so we can listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
So Stetson got some coffee for us this morning. We're ready to go.
Yes. So we're going to do that today, which will be good. And I was having someone clean my house and I did a dump run at my house. And I'm going to be setting up my little gym tomorrow, which will be fun.
I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to see it.
I wanted
I'll see it on Sunday then when I go over there.
Yeah, as long as I should be able to get everything done. I got mats. So I have a 3-car garage. And so one of the single car, it's like 2 car and then 1 car. I mean, it's all attached, but they have 2 different doors. The single car garage, I'm going to turn into a little gym area. So I bought mats. I bought a bench. I found this really awesome affordable weight set at Costco during the holidays. It was like $300 for like 5 sets of weights, which is really cheap. And holder.
Yeah, an organizer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then I got some bands and a little organizer for all my little things that I have for my ball and stuff. So I'm excited to get that set up because I will.
Your little home gym.
Yes, I will not be going to the gym when baby's here for a while, probably.
Yeah.
And then I can sort of try and do some postpartum recovery stretches.
That'll be so nice. Yeah.
2 weeks after.
Cool thing about your garage, you have that heater in there too.
Yeah. We used that heater for the first time during a Christmas party that we threw for Brandon's family. Well, for our family, but on Brandon's side. And it heated up that garage so nice. I was like, this is like adding another part to our house.
It seriously is.
Because I moved out my car, or I moved it to the very end. We had it completely cleared out. And we had just had some tables set up there. And I was like, dang, this is awesome. And it worked quick.
Yeah.
So
think about like children's parties you can have out there in the future.
Yeah. Or even just when it's going to be sunny, I can open up the garage doors.
Yeah.
And
yeah. No, I mean, your house is designed so well. Your house is top notch.
So it's been on my, I've had the gym stuff for about a month, but we've been working on the baby's room. And so I'm actually happy I waited because our garage is super dusty. because we had to do some sanding of the
When you were
wood.
doing the wainscoting in baby's room.
Yes, and the paneling. So I'm happy I waited because otherwise
You would have had to start
it
all
would have been
over.
so
Oh,
dusty.
your mats would have been hard to clean, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've gotten everything major done so that way I can just clean it really good and
Good.
then it'll be done.
Good.
But that's sort of what we're doing.
Yeah, catching up, doing a little refresh in the closets here. So that's going to feel really good to have that done. Definitely. So I know last week you were talking about that you had a little tip or something that you wanted to share. Did you want to talk about that
Yeah,
today?
I figured just stories a little bit because I don't think we've talked about it yet. Instagram stories. I told you we've been doing some testing, which we talked about a few weeks ago, of like posting viral videos again. Sometimes they do really well. Sometimes they only get like 100 or so thousand views, but I'm like, that's 100 and so thousand more people that saw our content.
Seriously.
So I've been doing that, which has been nice to keep our sales up. But I'm sure you, I mean, stories, Instagram stories are awful. Like, they're so annoying.
The bane of your existence.
I've heard from everyone across the board that everyone's story views suck. But for us, like, and especially our brand manager, what brands ask for, are 30-day story stats and link clicks. They normally ask for that first.
Isn't that funny? I just find that like they don't understand, like they don't get it,
I'm like,
that that's not going to be a value to you.
yeah, I'm like, I would rather you do a reel and I know at least, you'll get whatever. Like, that's the majority of how
I
we make
feel
our
like at
sales.
least like what 30,000 views is kind of low for
Yeah.
our videos, but if
Oh,
it's a
super low.
brand,
Yeah,
you
but if
know,
it's a brand, I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
yeah.
Like, the last reel we did was with QVC and it got 90,000 views.
Awesome.
And I
Yeah.
feel like, unfortunately, recently that's been good for a brand deal.
Yeah.
We did another one before that, but I knew that was going to go well because it didn't even look like a brand deal. Or we did one after. It was about the hair dryers.
Oh, that one went viral.
that one got like almost 500,000. But
Yeah.
Instagram algorithm hates brand deals. But we got great engagement on the QVC. They were super happy with it. So
Yeah. I
if
meant to
I,
ask you about that because how they, if they were happy
they
with
were
you or not.
super happy. They like
Good.
sent an email and they were like, "Oh, the video's doing really well." I'm like, "Okay, great."
Nice.
Because they had like 400 or 300 really good comments, like engaging comments.
Nice. I
Anyways,
got a little behind on emails, so I didn't know.
I don't think I was on that email. Emily just texted
Oh,
and
perfect.
she's like, "They're
Okay.
happy with them." I'm like, okay, good.
Whew. It was super fun too.
Yeah. So, anyways, we've been testing out some video things, which has been helping a lot and been keeping sales at a consistent level, which I like.
Yeah.
But we've been also trying to experiment with stories a little bit. So we have our team that posts stories, which is really nice because it takes a lot of time. So like 5 days a week, we have our assistant Beth posting stories. But it's been on like Emily's wish list for us to like focus on it more because
So
our
we can
story
drive the
views
story views.
suck. Like sometimes we have like 4,000 views in a day.
Yeah. Like the
Sometimes,
whole day. Yeah.
or randomly we'll get one story. A day that has like 30,000 views or
Yeah.
20,000. I'm like,
Yeah.
what? It's just so all over the place.
There's no way to predict or no way to really like do something so it's consistent.
Yeah. So we've been testing a few things this year. And a few tests that I think worked, I wanted to talk about because it's kind of fun. One of them that we've been really liking is Guess the Dupe. And we've been doing this on Wednesday, where basically we upload two different products. So we upload a little graphic, and one of them is like a luxury product, and one of them is a Amazon product, and people have to vote on which one to do, or which one they think is the dupe,
They get to
or
guess.
which one they think is the most expensive one.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really like close products out there.
Like those sunglasses that
Yeah.
you and I have.
Yeah. And I love those. They're in my car. They're like my favorite sunglasses
I
right
was
now.
looking at them and without the glasses in my hand, I couldn't tell which was which, really. I
Yeah.
mean, there was a
They're.
difference, but like I didn't know which one was which.
Yeah. I think you would worn the, because you have the brown ones and I have the black ones because they come in a set of two for like
Yeah.
13. And I think someone asked you at the first Amazon event we did. And
Yes.
they're like, "Oh, are those the Versace?" And you're like, "No, they're
I
Amazon for $12."
know.
But So we like to, so that story has been performing really well. And then the, because people get to vote and it's like a fun thing for them to do. So they like,
It's like an activity.
yeah, so they'll vote. And then on the next story, we will post sort of like a blank page with the link where it says like tap here to view which one. What we've noticed that's been really helping link clicks is not showing what it is. They have to click the link in order to see.
So that's why the blank screen
Yeah.
and they click so that, and then that takes them where? I mean, I
It's
know, but
yeah,
just
it
explain to
takes
the
them to
listeners.
the Amazon listing, right? So it takes them to like the actual dupe, which for us, we always choose it on Amazon, where they can buy it or whatever. But these have been our highest link clicks in the past, I don't even know how long. Like our link clicks have been super low, like 100, even 50 on some things. But these have passed like 500 clicks, which is where Emily wants us to be for brands. Brands
Because
want a
that's what brands are kind of looking for.
minimum 500, in a perfect world, 1,000 clicks.
So Emily's been happy then. Because
Yes.
all last year it was a struggle, I know.
Yeah, I
And she
mean, it's
was, that was
just.
always coming up. Oh, we've got to try to figure out how to get link clicks up on our stories. And it's always been a problem.
So Guess the Dupe's been really fun. And again, just that blank story with a link has been super awesome. I've done this with like our top seller. Like you'll never guess the top seller of the month yesterday. And then I'll post the link, tap here to see what it is or whatever. Click here. And then they have to click in order to see it. So it's just a blank story with text and the link.
Because people want to know.
Yeah. They're like, oh, what was it then?
Yeah, it's not here.
Or,
I gotta go look.
can't believe this $5 product tap. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do this on every story because that would be mean. But before, we had never, we never did this. Like when we first started doing Guess the Dupe, it was you guess on the story where you do the poll. And then the next one, it like showed the photo of which one it actually was. And then we had the link, but there's like no real reason for them to click the link then. And then they, unless they wanted to purchase.
Yeah, there's no call to action, right?
Yeah.
Because they see
They
the
see it.
result.
Their mind's like, okay, that resolved my
Yeah, my.
wondering what it is.
Yes.
Cause your brain always wants to solve things.
Right.
And they're, they don't need to click unless they're like, oh, I want to buy those then, if those were the affordable thing.
Yeah.
So, Emily's recommendation was like, I've been seeing a lot of people do this, so why don't you test it out? So that's been really awesome. We're going to continue to do something like that probably every day, starting our stories that way. Because what we notice is polls, which is kind of across the board, like we've sort of known this, but obviously polls, any interaction on your stories will help. Polls where people have to vote help your increase your views. If they like DM you a word, that will help increase your views.
How about the slider one, like with
The
the little
slider bar,
bars? Yeah.
any like reaction will obviously help Instagram be like, oh, people are reacting to this story, and help push it out.
Then they'll show it to more people.
Yeah, more people. So that's been really successful for us. And we have experimented with story giveaways, which it has been interesting to see as well.
And the kind of giveaways, I know you've done like a flash
Yeah.
sale giveaway.
We did, I think we did a $20 gift card because I just wanted to test it.
Yeah.
We did a $20 Flash Friday giveaway, we called it, where we gave a $20 Amazon gift card away. And all you had to do was DM the word Friday. So we tested that out. And then we also did a giveaway for QVC because it helped get more engagement on that video. So we gave away, what was it, a
$30.
$30 gift card
Yep.
on our stories. And so, and then you DM the word QVC, and then you'll be entered to win. And ManyChat's working on the back end where we have bonus points that you can do.
And that's the
So,
bonus points are for if you give us your email
yes.
or whatever things that it's asking.
Normally we
Join the
keep it
Facebook
simple
group.
for the story.
Yeah.
We did email. For the QVC one, we did email and then like, comment, and save on the QVC video, which is
That was a good call.
really good call because it prompted a lot more really good engagement on there.
Yeah.
Um,
Yeah. That's
And
probably
then,
why it went up to like 90,000 views.
Yeah. And like, I think we had a prompt of like, let us know what your favorite makeup thing is or something like that. And so it really prompted like good natural engagement. And then I think for the Amazon one, we just kept it simple. We like DM the word Friday. We asked for their email. And then we said like, tap here to explore our Amazon storefront. And we might have had our Facebook group in there as well. But that drastically increased our story views too. The QVC one wasn't as high as the Friday one, probably because I had a lot of branded tags I had to use after, but it was still way better than what,
and what we
it
did
is
see.
Without doing that. Like if I was just to go on there, like the other day I had to do advertise our stream when we were going live on QVC. I started out the day with a link click and like tagging QVC. That's like the worst way that you could start out the day on stories, because Instagram hates you sending them off the platform. They don't like you sending people off the platform, which is why like our best performing stories is natural stories without any link clicks or tags. But what I've noticed is our stories make a lot of sales, even though we're not getting a lot of clicks.
Yes.
If we break down all of our stats on the back end, we have a tracking ID for everything on Amazon. Stories is always number three.
As far as the revenue coming in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like link in bio. It's normally TikTok and then Instagram stories.
Instagram stories.
So I'm like, okay, we got to find a happy medium here where we can continue to make sales.
Right.
On our stories and share links, but we need to figure out a way that we can get the views up a little bit.
Yeah. It's a delicate balance there, because we know that the brands want to see more link clicks, and we could do a whole lot of just like random organic natural stories, but we're not
like
sending
we're
any
business, and yeah. Like I need to see those sales.
Yes. Well, especially because it's number three on the list.
Yeah.
As far as the revenue coming in. So it has to be part of it, but yeah, trying to find ways to make that happen still with the links, and then
yeah,
kind of fool the system a little bit.
Yeah, so the giveaways have been awesome. And then I was going to say the starting the day out with no stories, which is what we're going to kind of experiment with. We just had a team meeting a few days ago, and we may look into doing a like scheduling platform where we can actually schedule out our stories. Because what I've personally noticed is if you start out the day with no stories, you have no stories from the previous day. There's absolutely nothing on your
slate.
Yeah, blank slate. And you start out the day with a really good engaging story. Maybe it's like guess the dupe or like a giveaway or something like that. They perform way better because you don't have the previous stories from like all the link clicks and everything like that. You're just fresh, starting fresh.
Yeah.
I've noticed that really helps increase your stories. But you know, you don't want to like delete all of your stats from the previous day, because then you wouldn't be able to like send those off to brands or
right,
have them in your archive.
Because if you delete the story, then the stats go away.
Yeah,
for that.
They're done. So we were talking about potentially experimenting with the scheduling where we could have our team schedule out having our stories post the same time every day. And then that way, when the next day starts, it would be fresh. Obviously, you know, we post natural stuff on there. Like I'll post a thing on there randomly, or you will, where maybe it wouldn't happen all the time, but at least it would be most of the time starting out fresh.
Yeah.
Without having previous stories.
Yeah. Right. Because with the scheduler, it would like say we want them to post at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the scheduler, just it would post it at that time. So then it sort of takes over that. It's just a new story for the day.
Yeah.
The other ones will still live there if somebody wanted to go back and look at them. But it just starts a cycle for the day from a certain time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and then our team doesn't have to do it either. Mm-hmm. I think I'm trying to remember the name. Again, we haven't done any research yet. It's on Amy's list. So once we experiment with it, we'll let you know.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was either. She had
started with an L, but
she had something in mind that she was going to do some
yeah.
research on. But anything that we automate, it seems like it's been so helpful.
Yeah.
And 100%. Then it actually might, who knows, it might even drive more engagement if it's more regular.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's easier for the team. It's easier, you know, for us. We could, once we get into that schedule, we could just approve, maybe we're a week ahead, approve that week's stories, or we're a few days ahead, we're good to go. But what I was thinking, what would be helpful is during prime or those big holiday months, because I normally stay up till 3 a.m.
so that you
posting.
can post for the 6 a.m. shoppers.
I normally stay up till like 2 or 3 a.m. posting stories, and then I wake up super early to start posting content. And I know that's not the most efficient way. That's just like how we've been doing
It's
it,
just what's been working.
because we haven't experimented with any sort of scheduler. I personally heard that Instagram doesn't like when you schedule reels, like it might hurt your views, but I haven't experimented with that at all. But for now, we were thinking about just looking into it for stories.
Yeah. Because
Which
stories seems to be the
see.
trickiest part.
Yeah.
And trying to get it in, or if that is a brand deal or something coming up, and it just seems a little tricky. The reels are reels, and you do those, and
Yeah. And those are pretty easy for me to do. Maybe once we look at the scheduler, we could potentially use that for reels,
and
but
experiment and see if the views are
yeah.
docked in any way.
I mean, the algorithm's crazy right now anyway, so
It just always is.
but yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, just Instagram stories in general. I've heard everyone's views have been really awful for the majority of people.
Really? Like when you talk to Vikita, same.
Yeah, Vikita, like Anka, like basically everyone I've asked, and Amy too. Like she didn't say specific people, of course, but
But her
Emily
clients.
knows like everyone's story of you just suck. I think Anka was saying she like rarely shares links anymore, which I'm like, I know what to do. I know that would help. I know it would, but
Excuse me.
the second, again, we got to make those sales. Like,
Yes, it's
I don't want
important.
to cut down that story, those
No,
story revenue.
no.
So those
I want
three
to kill a stream
things.
of revenue for sure.
Yeah. So the dupe, and there's a bunch of fun things that we're going to test out with that. Like, this or that's, guess the dupe or would you rather type things that sort of have the same format. The giveaways have been really helpful, and we'll probably continue to do those on every brand deal for big brands like QVC and
To do
things
a
like that.
giveaway.
Yeah, to do a
Yeah, for
giveaway on our
sure.
stories.
Yeah, because that was brilliant. I feel like what
Yeah.
you'd said, to get more engagement for the reel, to do a little giveaway around.
Yep.
So easy to do.
And then the scheduling tool that we're going to look into as well. And just that blank screen with the link click in general is like genius.
Yeah, that is genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So
brilliant.
we're going to be continuing to add more because we've been testing it for about a month. And now that we sort of see like, okay, this really does well, this didn't do so well, we're trying to experiment even more, trying new things, but also do more of what worked so we can hopefully work on those story views. It's so
Hopefully
annoying.
bring them up.
Yeah. And then lastly, what I'm really excited to test out is running ads on Reels.
Oh yeah, running. I know that came up in our last
Yeah.
meeting, like so for boosting a reel.
Yeah, Vikita has just started testing it out. She's running ads on collages.
Ooh.
What she's noticed is a lot of influencers is running ads on things. So she had reached out to a few of her friends that she knows in the world. And then I was talking to Anka about it as well. And she runs ads on her reels as well.
Do they have a like a specific dollar amount that they're running or testing
Yeah,
with?
I think some people do like, it sounds like a lot of people like ended as like $100 a day, which again sounds like a lot, but it like sounds like it drastically increases views. You're getting a lot more followers and the sales are there. The unfortunate part about it though is it's you can't track it, because like in terms of sales, because you have to send, at least the best way to do it would be sending traffic to your profile, like instead of sending someone to an Amazon specifically link, the best way to do it is sending it to your profile because then you can get followers, right? And then
Yeah.
they might see your content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that there's no way to assign a specific tracking ID in terms of sales with it because ManyChat, it doesn't work with ads.
Oh, that's what that
So like that ad
means.
would be taking someone to your profile. There's always a call to action, whether it's like click a link, go to their profile or whatever. You set like what your goal is. And for this specific way, it's makes more sense to just send them to your profile
Yeah.
rather than like sending them
And then
to
click the link
Amazon.
in bio.
Yeah, and then click the link in bio. So that's the unfortunate part, that you can't really have a specific, okay, I'm spending this amount of money and this is how much I'm making. But it does intrigue my interest, and it would, again, help followers. It would help engagement. And who knows? You know how we get a viral video and then another one will go viral and then another one? Like it sort of like
Yeah,
is a
all of a
trickle
sudden.
effect.
Yeah.
It might boost everything really well. So I think Bikita's maybe doing like $5 a day. Like she's starting really, really small because she hasn't done it before.
Yeah.
Or it might be more, but she's testing it small and then she's going to increase it every week. And she's going to run a new ad every week. She's doing it on a collage. But I was thinking about testing it with our reels, maybe our top performing ones or
Yeah.
ones that have driven a lot of sales
Yeah.
and
Even those
see
older
how
ones.
it goes.
Those
Yeah,
older ones that have like
potentially.
14 million views or whatever. And
Potentially. I was thinking about looking at what's been driving a lot of sales, like those. I reshared that water absorbent tray again video, because that got like, I don't know, 10 million views or whatever the first time I shared it. I think it's only at like 200,000 right now. It's,
And did that one have a lot of sales?
but it's the sales.
Yeah.
Like I noticed like the sales, and that's been
And
our,
people bought that one.
top seller since I shared that video every single month. So that product specifically, I know sells really, really well. And so, because it's affordable, it's $12, you get them for two, and it's
It's
a very
attractive.
interesting product. And so I was thinking about testing it with something like that because I know it's, yeah. It just sells good.
And I guess even though you can't see any specific stats for it, but overall sales, like for a daily sales, if you
Yeah.
know you're boosting something and then there's an increase in sales, that's kind of an indicator that it would be working.
Yeah.
If it's consistent, like if you said we're going to do this so much money a day for a month
Yeah.
time frame and then just compare it as from day to day, the sales versus, well, like what happened the month before or several months.
100%. And my thought is we have these bonuses that we need to hit for Amazon. This month is especially increased. And so I'm like, even if we were breaking even, if it helped us make our goal, we're going to make a lot more money because we're able to hit our top tier bonus. So, that was sort of my logic on it. But again, it's a test to see what happens with it.
And that test, like just boosting a reel, feels better than like running ads on Facebook, because we've had experience with running ads on Facebook and it's a lot of work for one. There's a lot of risks you put out there. People get bored, they get tired of them. So this feels so different to put the same amount, like $100 a day versus like $100 a day on Facebook. It's a crapshoot quite often.
And I don't understand that data. Nor do I want to
It's
understand it.
confusing.
But
I
Instagram
know.
makes it very easy to, you do it on the app, you select the audience, and you can just say, similar to my followers. Great. I'll push it out
Perfect.
to people that are similar to your followers.
Perfect.
Call to action, send them to our profile. How much money you want to spend? This much a day. And
And
then you,
away
and
it
then
goes.
away it goes. So I'm like, okay. Again, the only unfortunate part is that ManyChat wouldn't work with it. So I'm like,
Oh, that's a
you
bummer.
would almost want to potentially plan out a reel that you knew that it was going to be for an ad, because I don't know if I would want to take ManyChat off the one that I reposted, you know what I mean? Because it's
Oh,
doing so
yeah.
well.
Right.
What
Which
I've
is have some that are experimenting with, or if you're
yeah.
going to do one once a week or twice a week or something, because ManyChat is great. And it
What
beca and it's helping us get our email list growing
yeah.
and also all of those things.
What I've noticed is the girls that are sending running ads on collages, they have their comments and their likes hidden and their comments turned off. So
Oh.
you can't even comment on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I think is interesting, but I mean, it kind of makes sense because like you just
Because there's no need to.
Yeah, and just kind of how the like how Instagram is now, they show you things that like you're not e people that you're not even following. So when you're scrolling through your feed, like I don't even know when there I'm really looking at a video that is from someone I follow or for some that I don't follow.
Right. Until you actually click on their bio.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I'm not following this person. So your whole goal is to just like get someone to, visit your profile. And if they like what they see, they're going to tap the link to shop. So
It's interesting, huh?
yeah. So I've seen that happen, with that. And again,
I thought
if,
that's funny because it just forces them to go to the link and buy it. Go to the, your
right.
profile and then
Like
go
it
from
could
there.
potentially hurt engagement, but also say you're running an ad on a reel, you have the comments turned on, ManyChat's not set up, and you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people asking for links like we used to do. That
Yeah.
would be a little stressful, right? To
Right.
like want to respond to all those people, be like, here it is or whatever. I don't
Yeah.
want to get into that.
Right.
So just the fact that you potentially haven't turned them off and like the like count is hidden so you can't see how many likes it has. I don't know. It's going to be an
That's
experiment.
really interesting. I mean, I can see why they're doing that because we wouldn't want to fall back into that loop where
No.
we have hundreds and or thousands of
Or,
comments.
just running ads potentially kind of opens up to more hate because they're not your people.
Right. Yeah,
Which
all of
is
that.
all the hate. Like on our most viral videos, we get so much random, funny hate. Not super rude, but like comments,
Yeah.
which all helps the algorithm, in my
Good
opinion.
news and bad news is all the same
You got a
news.
bunch of people responding to a comment. No, this, no, that, whatever.
Yeah, they're totally against something, or then you get arguments in there. That's super funny.
Yeah. But I'm excited to test it out. I think I might try it next week and kind of take a look at how it goes and then see, because it's all about keeping our sales up. And again, if we're spending more like more money on it, but our sales are consistently able to stay high, then we're able to get our max bonus and we make way more than we would not doing it
Yeah,
potentially.
way and it way offsets the balance of what we would
Yeah,
spend on the ads, on the
100%.
boost. Yeah.
Like even if we spend thousand, like $5,000 a month on ads,
Yeah.
we would
We met
make
that bonus. It's
yes.
gonna definitely be worth it. Like we're paying to get the bonus
Yeah. So we'll let
in
you
a
guys
way.
know how it goes, because I haven't done it yet, but I've seen a lot of influencers do it and just helping increase followers too. It sounds like a lot of
Always
the
just
girls.
playing the games with the algorithms and whatever tools that they have and what's working and what isn't.
And I've heard that Instagram, which makes sense, they like that you're giving them money, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
So you give them a
if you're
little
giving
money, they're
them
probably
money
going to boost it
and you're
more.
not sending, someone off the platform, like that's another reason maybe not to send them to the specific link and just to
True.
send them to your profile.
Right.
You're not trying to take someone off Instagram. You're just paying Instagram money to have you push out your video more.
Yeah.
So could be a win-win.
It could be.
We've never we'll run ads to get followers before. We've never like the only ads we've done have been business wise on Facebook specifically. So
Right, and that was for something specific. You know, like when we were doing gathering data and
yeah.
we had that contest going on,
Yeah.
the travel gear, the suitcases. And then for a product, our pantry class that we were running ads for, this is different.
Yeah, it's different. So it's kind of cool that we haven't, run ads to get, not that we're like, it's not like you're paying for followers, but like we've naturally grown this entire time.
And even then, that's still naturally growing.
100%,
It's just
because
showing people, more people the video,
more people the video.
and it's their choice to just follow or not. So,
Exactly.
but we're exposing them, or it is. Instagram will be exposing to more eyes of people that don't know who we are. To maybe come and follow and
Yeah.
join. So yeah, it's brilliant.
So
We're gonna
you
see
guys
what
know we're
happens.
always testing, but those have been a few things that have been working for stories. Highly recommend you test them out if you're wanting to get more story views.
Because those are easy to implement.
Super easy. Yeah, and they're fun. They keep your followers engaged. They're really fun activities for them to do, and they're very easy to make, especially the blank screen. And then yeah, we'll let you know how ads goes, and then we'll let you know how our other little tests that we're tweaking and testing all the time. I feel like it is a year for tweaking and testing, especially on Instagram. So
Especially now that there's time to do it and kind of sit with it and watch it and
Watch it.
intentionally put something to a test.
Yeah. So we will keep you updated as always.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.